Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we're going to be addressing giving one strength to move on out of a toxic relationship. You know, more often than not, when we find ourselves in a toxic relationship, we've gone back multiple and multiple times. We've tried it over and over again, and we keep doing it because why? Because that's part of what we've always done. Many times we feel that if we just give more, if we do more, maybe we'll solve the issue, we'll solve the problem, we'll make it work. Many of you out there are problem solvers. You feel if I just get enough evidence and information and I can corroborate all this and I can figure it out, we're going to come up with a solution and we're going to make this work. But sometimes, well, you know, sometimes, actually every time, right, a relationship takes two people to make choices, two people to make action, and two people to come together and be able to communicate. And if that's not happening and you're being able to deliver that on your side and the other person's not, we have to begin to understand what's happening, see the situation clearly, and decide what we really want to do. I know there's some of you out there that just need the strength to move on. And there's that fear there, right? There's that fear. There's that shame. There's the guilt. Oh my gosh, I'm going to be a divorcee. Here we go. I don't really want to do this. I don't like that label. I don't like how that sounds. I feel like I screwed up. I messed up. I don't want to feel that way. But do we want to stay in that type of relationship? Just because we don't want people thinking that we screwed up or because we're embarrassed about having a divorce? Or do we want to move on and do what's right in our life to begin to find ourselves and to understand ourselves clearly? In today's show, I'm going to help you gain that strength you may need to be able to focus on what you need to make those decisions and to make those choices so that you can begin to live the life that you had hoped for and be able to do that in an authentic way. The first thing that I want you to think about, if you're teetering on leaving a toxic relationship, perhaps maybe you've moved out, perhaps maybe you're trying to separate from a marriage, but you just can't do it. And I'm not trying to be a homewrecker here, okay? This is not homewrecker radio. What this is, though, however, is that if you've been on this fence and you've thought about this over and over again, something's got to give, right? We can't keep doing the same thing and expecting different results. And so if you've tried and tried and you found yourself hitting the proverbial head against the wall, right, your head against the wall, oh my gosh, I can't handle this anymore, this is going to help you today. So the first thing I want you to think about is I want you to really go back throughout the relationship and I want you to begin a journal on things that happened in the relationship that you didn't feel were very healthy or positive. And I want you to start journaling on that, the events of the relationship, a lot of the things that probably stand out in your mind, and maybe some things that don't. Because remember, when we are in a relationship that's not healthy, we have a tendency of seeing things differently. We have a tendency of trying to sweep things under the rug. We have a tendency of not really wanting to see what's happening. And so a lot of things can just kind of go under the radar, right? Because we don't want to see it. There's so many things happening. You don't need to see all of it. And so I want you to begin to kind of open your eyes back to a lot of the events that took place. Recognize how your spouse or girlfriend or boyfriend or significant other was acting. You know, writing down some of those things that really stand out in your head. And I've realized that I'm not saying we want to make them out to be a villain. That is not what I'm doing here. We're not executing black and white thinking. We're not saying, okay, yes, let's do a bunch of splitting today. Let's see this person as a horrible, horrible person, and then we'll move on. Well, we're not doing that. What we are doing, though, is seeing things clearly. Because, see, the thing is that a lot of times when you're in a relationship that's not totally healthy, the small things that someone does that's not toxic becomes these big things. And we like to call those crumbs, right? It's the crumbs in the relationship. You get a crumb here, you get a crumb there. And those crumbs begin to add up, right? And they add up really big in our head because we need some sort of validation, some sort of anything to stay in this relationship and try to keep our head above water. And so I want you to begin to look back at the beginning of the relationship too. So that can be very helpful because a lot of folks, when they start working with me, they say, hey, you know, the beginning of the relationship was really great. You know, this person was all into me. They were very interested in me. There was a lot of attention. It was like they couldn't do enough things for me. And it's interesting because that can be a whirlwind romance, right? In the beginning when somebody is, you know, showering you with attention and gifts and care and all those great things, it can be very intense, especially if you came out of a relationship previously where the person wasn't giving you that kind of attention, where you didn't get that support, where you didn't get that kind of admiration. And so it can be interesting and it can be challenging to really see what that phase of the relationship was, honestly. And, you know, I put out a lot of content, create a lot of content across the board, especially on YouTube and all other social medias. And we have a lot of video content on, like, the love bombing stage. And I just recently, you know, recorded a radio show and did a podcast on love bombing. And you'll have to check that out when you can because, you know, it's interesting when you are experiencing the love bombing phase in a relationship, which comes at the beginning of a relationship in some relationships, right? And I think the difference between love bombing and, you know, genuine care is that, you know, the love bombing eventually ends and the relationship begins to change. And in that love bombing phase, you know, there's a lot of things that happen. There's like no boundaries usually. We kind of jump in very quickly to the relationship. We get overwhelmed in a very romantic, positive way. And then eventually as the, you know, the dust seems to clear or the smoke seems to go away, we start seeing kind of problems in the relationship. We start seeing, you know, chinks in the armor, really. We start seeing those issues. And, you know, as we go through that process and we come out the other side, we begin to realize, wow, we don't really understand what was going on. We want to get back to that time period. We want to get back to that love bombing phase, which we don't really know is love bombing, right? We just think that it's attention. And we think that it's this romance that, you know, you see on TV or on the film, in films or in movies. And so we get drawn back into that. And then we try to give of ourselves and trying to get back to where we were before, only not even realizing the situation and subconsciously knowing that there's some sort of pedestal situation, but not really understanding that. And so looking back at the beginning of your relationship can be very eye-opening and very telling. You know, first off, asking yourself, was there any love bombing that took place in my relationship? And look at it very clearly. I mean, you know, look at the other person, look at the situation, analyze that and see if that's true. You know, was there a point in the beginning of the relationship where you were put on a pedestal where you could do no wrong? And really look at that too, because that can really take a lot of folks off target as well, is that if you were put on a pedestal and you could do no wrong, eventually that changes, right? And eventually somehow or not you fall from grace and you don't understand what the anger is. And all of a sudden that person is finding problems and issues with you and they're telling you and they're pointing those problems and issues out. And so really examining the beginning of the relationship as well as begin to examine the events much right after the love bombing. Because a lot of those events you're going to see when there was arguments, when there were fights, when there was insecurities. You know, perhaps your significant other had issues with your previous relationships, your previous wife, maybe the kids from your previous marriage. You know, those could have also caused a lot of argumentation. And remember, that's one thing, is that when you're getting love bombed and you're not even knowing it, you're just getting all this attention, you don't want to let that end. You want to keep going with that. It's a really good feeling. And so when they get angry at you or they get upset with you, you want them to stop. And so you want to do anything you can to get them to stop. And so sometimes we begin to agree to things that we don't necessarily need to agree with. We begin to acquiesce to things that we wouldn't necessarily do if we weren't under that spell, right? So some of the things that you acquiesced to, what were some of those things? Did you limit the amount of time that you spent with your kids from a previous marriage? Okay. Did you end up eliminating time that you would normally spend with friends that you have a lot of good connection with? And because they were very insecure about your friendship, did you find yourself eliminating those friendships, barely calling, barely talking? Many often find themselves sequestered almost as if, you know, they're kind of on their own. They feel like an island over a period of time because their significant other didn't like anybody that they're friends with. Maybe their significant other doesn't like their family, their mother, their father, and so they find themselves not spending time with their mom and dad. They find themselves not spending time with their sister or brother or the brother or sister's family. And that can be very interesting because we can acquiesce to agree to this and not really realizing it's all subconscious, but we're trying to get back on that pedestal, right? If I give them this, will I get treated like that? You know, it's Pavlov's response, right? If I, it's kind of the same thing, right? I'm going to get a treat. I'm going to get this. I'm going to get that. And it's interesting because when you think about it, it's like, okay, when I do this, and a lot of times that's what happens is you acquiesce to something and then they become very nice again. The problem is you don't realize that a lot of times as you keep giving, they will keep taking. It's not going to ever be enough. It's going to be a bottomless pit because of the insecurity and the fear within them that you cannot fill, right? But in the process, we don't realize this. So I really want you to begin to look at the events that took place after the love bombing, maybe the things that they wanted you to agree to, maybe the things that you agreed to that you didn't want to agree to try to keep the peace, right? To try to not rock the boat. And that can be very revealing as well, is because we've done a lot of things probably in this relationship that we maybe want to go and speak to friends. Maybe we want to pick up the phone and apologize for cutting people out. Maybe we need to talk to our children from that previous marriage, and bring it up and say, hey, I really wish I would have maybe spoken up, or maybe you did speak up about the situation, but there was arguments and fights on a constant basis when you did speak up, and so you just kind of gave up, or maybe the kids from the previous marriage didn't see all the work that you were doing or the fighting that you were doing to try to get things to work out. And it can be really helpful for people that are in your life that didn't really understand what was going on, for you to begin to reach out to them and explain what was going on. I mean, as much as you can, as much as you feel comfortable explaining, but explaining what was going on. Hey, they didn't like me having friends, and unfortunately I acquiesced to that, and I shouldn't have done it, but I was trying to keep the peace. I was trying to keep the relationship, and you happen to be collateral damage, and I do really care about you. And there's not a day that hasn't gone by that I've wondered how you're doing, and I'm here to just make an amends. I'm here to apologize for some of those actions, and I hope that eventually one day you can accept my apology, and maybe we can eventually, you know, work on our friendship. Or even if this is a child from a previous marriage, you know, I was there. If we can work on our relationship and anything that I can do, and I hope that you understand, you know, my position, and I apologize. I think it could go a long way, because in these relationships we don't realize how much we cut out around us. We also don't realize, honestly, the impact that it has on the people around us, quite honestly, right? So we don't realize that when we're in a toxic relationship, an unhealthy, let's just say an unhealthy relationship, because I think the word toxic gets overused quite a bit, but let's just say an unhealthy relationship, we don't realize the ripple effect that it has on family and friends, right? And so there's a huge ripple effect that it has, and we need to just get that right. We need to reach out, and you know, if the shoe is on the other foot, right, and let's say that a friend of yours, or, you know, kind of cut you out overnight from hanging out, and he didn't really understand, and, you know, and they came to you and apologized, I think eventually you'd probably accept their apology. You might not trust them initially, but at least you see the reason. There's some understandability, and you can understand at least from where they came from, and then you can work to rebuild that friendship. When I return, I'll be talking about more about things you need to look at and examine to be able to give you that strength to move forward so that you can leave this relationship for good. Okay? Here we go. Stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
I hope you've enjoyed my history and lore tales here on Ashley's True Life Show. I know that there are many more amazing stories in your own family that we can discover in your tree. Hi, I'm Dan from Dancestors Genealogy. We take the hard part of discovering your family's past away from you by doing all of the research. You and your family end up with a beautifully bound heirloom book to view and enjoy. As a longtime genealogist, my staff and I know precisely where to look. We know what to look for and to preserve your story. So consultations with me are always free. Create your family heirloom book for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or next Christmas by talking with me, Dan, at Dancestors Genealogy. So please reach out today by going to our website, www.dancestorsgenealogy.com. That's D-A-N-C-E-S-T-O-R-S, genealogy.com, and fill out a contact request, and we'll get right back to you.
Why do you think bank presidents and jewelry store owners trust ADT to protect their homes and businesses? Because they feel safe, and you can too. How would you like to monitor your home from fire, floods, and yes, robberies, without even being there right from your smartphone? That is peace of mind. You may even save money on your homeowner's insurance just by having an ADT system installed. And there's even a money-back guarantee. How about that? We guarantee 100% satisfaction. You have nothing to risk. Why do you think people who have so much to protect trust ADT? Because it works. Call right now for a free quote. We'll even give you a free gift for calling. So pick up your phone and call Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider, now.
800-818-0191. 800-818-0191. 800-818-0191. That's 800-818-0191.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I'm offering advice and strength to anybody that's going through an unhealthy, toxic relationship and needing to move on, but needs to find the strength to do it. I know that it can be very challenging and overwhelming because we have tendencies of going back into the same patterns, doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. And that's just part of being human. That's part of human nature. It's part of the situation. It's part of the reality. But how do we move past that? How do we move forward? How do we do what we need to do? And how do we get the experience, the understanding, and moving on in a practical way from the situation? And, you know, right before the break, I was talking about, you know, the concept of really looking at the love bombing stage, understanding it and seeing it for what it really is, right? Really seeing it for what it is, seeing it for the truth, right? Not trying to sugarcoat it or make it into this, you know, insane, amazing romance, but seeing it for the fact of what it is, you know? And if you don't know exactly what love bombing is or the pedestal phase or the devaluation or discard phase. You know, I have multiple YouTube videos as well as podcasts on this exact subject that can be very helpful for you to understand that topic and subject matter, so you can really understand and see if that was a part or is a part of your relationship. You know, the next thing that I want you to do, like I was speaking about earlier, is really looking at the events that took place in the relationship clearly. Looking at it clearly, because sometimes we have a tendency of sugarcoating things. We don't necessarily see the truth. We want to see what we want to see. We want to see what we want to see. We're very good at seeing what we want to see to create the narrative that we want to create, you know. So, and going back to the concept of these relationships, it can be really challenging because many of us actually define ourselves based on our relationship, right? We define ourselves being in a relationship. We see our value because we're in a relationship. Think about it. Many of us have codependent tendencies, and we can go into attachment styles all day long and talk about, okay, well, I feel better when I'm in a relationship. I feel better when I have someone to spend time with. And because of that, there's a tendency of accepting people's behavior that we don't need to necessarily accept. Accepting people's situations that go against our values and go against, you know, what we believe in, what we stand for. And so we need to see the truth in that relationship. And we also need to realize, too, I think that a lot of times once we begin to see the truth and we see where things are and we see how the other person's acting and we see the impact of their actions on us and that stress and anxiety that many of you are carrying around. I know that many of my clients tell me, they say there's so much stress and anxiety dealing with my significant other. And, you know, I've had clients that have moved out and, you know, and gotten their own place, even in a separation. And they say, you know, just in the immediate few weeks, my stress level's down, my heart rate seems better, I feel better, I look better. But, you know, that honeymoon of being on your own has a tendency of waning, and then eventually all of a sudden you're there saying, oh my gosh, what do I do? I'm this age, I don't want to be alone, or I don't want to be living in this apartment, or I feel like I've had, you know, this failed marriage, what do I do? And so that guilt and shame can start entering into our brain and making us make decisions that we probably shouldn't make. And so that's why I wanted to create this podcast today, so that you can connect with and resonate with some of this content. You know, because think about it. If we allow the guilt and shame to get in there, right, what happens? We stay in a relationship that's probably very unhealthy for us, and it keeps us away from understanding our full identity. Okay, it keeps us away from understanding our identity and really seeing ourselves, because if we're constantly acquiescing and giving in and allowing the other person to do whatever they want without boundaries, where do you think this is going to go, right? Eventually, you keep giving and giving and giving till there's absolutely nothing left to give. And so that's the big conundrum, right? It's like, even if you stay, I mean, are you a shell of a person in the process of staying, but you're only staying because you don't want to leave and you don't want to have a failed marriage? And I think that it's much worse to have a failed identity, to not see your full identity. And our purpose is understanding exactly who we are. And so if we allow a relationship to get in the way of us understanding our value, we've allowed a relationship to derail us from our purpose. Stay tuned. I'm going to be giving you more information that you can keep and hold on to be able to move out of this toxic relationship and really find your true self. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time. Well, I'll be back this time in two shakes.
What does a cause need? It needs supporters. What else does a cause need? It needs a plan. But what else does a cause need? It needs action. It needs awareness. It needs a creative spark. Wouldn't it be great to find all these aspects in one place? Have you checked out Art for Your Cause? Art for Your Cause is the one place you can do all this, create, and ignite the spark. Go to artforyourcause.com/Ashley. That's artforyourcause.com/Ashley.
Ever notice that hearing and listening are not the same thing? The connection habit of giving your full attention is being completely present and mindfully listening to both the verbal and nonverbal communication you are receiving. It's an important skill for relationship success, and when you do it right, it feels like a gift to the other person. You can develop this and the other connection habits by downloading the Connection app for couples. To find out more, find our ad on AshleyBurgess.com.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
China has been warned. President Biden and a high-stakes call to Chinese President Xi Jinping warned of implications and consequences If Beijing decides to give aid to Russia, the Kremlin reached out to China for economic and military help after Russia was hit with sanctions from the West after invading Poland. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the ball is in China's court.
China has to make a decision for themselves about where they want to stand.
Russian forces continue to besiege the Ukrainian port city of Mariupol, where some of the heaviest fighting has occurred. Four American soldiers were killed when the aircraft they were traveling in crashed in Norway. The incident was unrelated to the war in Ukraine. The Marines were traveling in an Osprey when it went down in a Norwegian town in the Arctic Circle. Officials say it was part of a NATO exercise. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on Amazon.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I've been helping folks who are going through toxic relationships to be able to have the strength to be able to see the truth and to be able to move past the relationship in a healthy way. It can be very challenging because of the programming involved, right? Because we have a tendency of we do something over and over again and we're expecting different results. We really do. We think, well, maybe if I do more, maybe if I give more, maybe if I stick in this longer, you know, maybe I didn't say all the right things. Maybe if I just did this or did that, it would work out. And, you know, every relationship has two people involved. And oftentimes there's one person who usually is trying to save it, trying to keep it together. And we have to be able to recognize that. And right before the break, I was talking about the concept of identifying our purpose and finding ourselves. And I find that our purpose, a lot of times people think purpose is career and like finding your career and what you're supposed to do, starting a nonprofit or having children or getting married. But I really think that purpose, really honestly, is learning of who you are, learning about yourself, connecting with yourself, finding that value within yourself, seeing the depth and understanding of yourself, and that sometimes can work in certain relationships that are healthy and where everybody's kind of growing together. But in relationships where there is unhealthy patterns, lots of stress and anxiety, lots of argumentation and fighting, that can be very challenging to work on that purpose because there's constant drama involved. There's constant stress and anxiety that's creating problems, right? Which we end up fixating on those and focusing on those when we could really be using our time much better if we weren't spending it doing that. And I feel like one of the best things you can do right now to have that strength, to have that strength to do the right thing for yourself, is to see the truth, the situation, but also look at the situation and look at some of the things that really happened through the marriage, through the relationship. You know, and I'm not saying, hey, we're trying to make this person out to a villain, but I want you to see some of the mean things, some of the hurtful things, and kind of look at it and start kind of writing up a list of some of these things. And I'm not talking about harboring resentment or whatever, but I'm saying we should have a list to be able to see what really happened in the relationship and be able to acknowledge the truth of what it was like more often than not. Because those things can be very helpful. I think we have a tendency of doing it more in relationships that aren't as close to us. You know, like if you had a friendship relationship, you know, and somebody took you for granted multiple times, stood you up, you know, maybe took some money from you, maybe lied to you multiple times, you probably wouldn't accept it as much as if you were in a romantic relationship with this person. And I've asked that question of many clients throughout the years and years of me working as a coach and providing the services. And I ask, you know, would you have accepted this behavior from a friend? Would this be acceptable behavior? And every single time I hear the answer, no, I would not accept this. I would not still be friends with this person unless we were able to communicate and discuss it. And this person, you know, we walked through it. We didn't keep repeating this and there was some remorse. There's definite no way that I'm going to continue to walk down that path with a friend. And I want you to look at that. Turn the tables around. Look at it. Is it okay what's happening? Is it okay the treatment that you're receiving? Look at some of those things. Write up a list. Analyze it. Look at it clearly instead of sugarcoating it. Many times we sugarcoat these situations because what? We don't want to see it. We don't want to deal with the truth. We just don't want to deal with it. Why? Because we don't. I mean, how many of us really want to see our relationship and see it failing? How many of us don't want to see that kind of truth? And the only way for us to grow is to begin to see that truth, is to see that reality, right? That's the way that we grow. But it's hard because many of us have dealt with this from childhood. Think about it. Many of us have family upbringing. You know, some of our family was very good and did the best they could. Most people did the best they could. Most people are not evil or, you know, the majority of people aren't, right? But did the best they could, you know? And in that process, we grew up around certain personalities and we developed those personality traits, those attachment style traits. And those attachment style traits can have a tendency of keeping us in relationships that no longer hold value, that are not healthy. When I say hold value, I mean are no longer healthy or may have never really been healthy, to be quite honest with you. You know, when we look at relationships, we got to really analyze it. How healthy is this relationship? Is this relationship healthy and is this something that's prospering in my life? Is this something that is giving value in my life? Is this something that's helping me to see my value? Is this something that's helping me to get to that next level in my life? Is this something that's helping me excel or learn more about myself? And I think even in some of the toughest of relationships, the one good thing that we can say that we got out of it is that we learned things about ourselves. We learned what we will or will not accept. And that's very powerful. But once you realize after a while that you don't want this in your life, how long do you want to continue to live this way? And I think this is very important to think about, very important information to really think about, because how long do we necessarily want to live this way? How long do we want to do that? And that is very important. And I think sometimes people can live for a very long time in a relationship that's not providing any value. But not just not providing value, it's not allowing growth. It's not allowing growth. It's not allowing the ability to learn and grow and really understand what we stand for. And the way that we can understand what we stand for is, first off, we have to understand what our values are. What do we stand for? What are our values? And really look at those values and understand those and understand what they are instead of like regurgitating what you were taught growing up. I want you to really think about the values that matter to you. I want you to think about, what are those values? What are the values that matter to you? And what do they mean and how do you define them? And we have several shows out on values, right? And some of the, those are great because we all have different values. And some of the values that I have, for example, one of my favorite values that I hold very dear to myself is independence. Independence of thought, action, and emotion. I'm allowed to think how I think. And I can change that at any time as far as once I get more knowledge and information, I can augment that. I'm allowed to feel how I feel, right? I'm allowed to feel a certain way, and I'm allowed to feel that way, and I'm allowed to do what I want to do. And that's important to me. And so from that perspective, if you're in a relationship where somebody is mocking or making fun of how you feel, or if somebody's telling you what you're supposed to do or what you're supposed to think, this is probably antithetical to your values of independence of thought, action, and emotion, right? So this goes exactly against your core values. And I want you to really think about what those core values are. Most people have 7 to 10 core values that they live their life for on a daily basis, no matter what. Every single day, living that way. Every single day. But many of us are in relationships with either romantic relationships, employment relationships, family dynamic, friendships, that we don't match values. Some of it's far from that, right? Some of it, that person is breaking down your values on a daily basis. They are against you. They don't agree with you. They make fun of your values. And it's not like you're over there saying, these are my values. These are my values. It's just maybe they're making fun of you or making light of things that's not that way or not respecting the work that you do or the choices you make. And these are all very important things to think about when we analyze relationships. And when something is valuable, a.k.a. healthy for you. So let's look at those values. So go in and write some of those down or think about it later on or, you know, before you go to bed tonight, put it in your journal or maybe even in your phone, you know, while you're listening to the podcast. Maybe pull out your little notes app, you know, and just kind of type a couple of thoughts in there. Then define them. And then I want you to look at your relationship and ask yourself later on after this podcast, I want you to start analyzing how often your values are respected. Now, values can be respected or not respected by the other person. Values can also be respected or not respected by yourself. You may have values, but you're allowing the other person to walk all over you, right? So think about it. When you have values and you believe a certain way or you feel a certain way, when somebody breaks that down. So, for example, a good example is the independence of emotion. And let's say that I got emotional about something. I felt a certain way and I was like, well, that's kind of sad. And somebody was making fun of me. What do you mean sad? That's stupid. What's wrong with you? Well, that would be an issue, right? That would be somebody breaking my, kind of like jumping on my value, walking over me, and creating kind of an issue, which is like something, you know, you don't really want to deal with. But also at the same time, the more we sweep it under the rug, the more we fall into a trap of not looking toward our values or being solid with our values that makes us lose over time our identity. Because think about it, if we're living by a certain thing and we're living by certain things in our life, and those things we're not, we live by, but we allow someone else to break on a constant basis. Are we really living by that? Or are we lying to ourselves? Right? Think about it. And when we do that, we're not being honest with ourselves. And so when we draw the line and say, hey, you know, I might be emotional right now, or for example, maybe you thought something and somebody makes fun of your thought that you have. Hey, I don't make fun of your thoughts. It would be nice if, you know, be kind. But you're stating the fact, and if they continue to do it, you make another comment. But if you allow these things to happen over and over again, one, you begin to lose yourself, and two, the other person begins to lose respect for you, and you begin to lose respect for yourself. Right? So values go hand in hand with our boundaries, because without values, we don't know what boundaries are. Boundaries are not just arbitrary things that we decide to create boundaries with. Boundaries are real things based on our values. And this directly relates to our identity, which directly relates to our purpose. So I want you to start looking at the relationship that you're wanting strength to move on from. I'm wanting you to look at that relationship that you're wanting strength to move on from. And I want you to really look at it honestly. Has this relationship really helped you in life? Is this relationship currently helping you in life? Okay. Are there some things that you've learned, good, bad, or indifferent? I don't think there's any good or bad. I think it depends on how you define it. How do you define it? What have you learned through this relationship? If you said, wow, I've learned a lot. I've learned a lot about what I don't want to do. I've learned a lot about who I am. I've learned a lot about standing up for myself. I've learned a lot about the decisions I made and why I made the decisions based on my childhood upbringing and how I had a tendency of being codependent and I let somebody walk all over me. I've learned a lot, Ashley. I really have. Okay. Have you learned enough? Have you learned enough? Because that's a big question, right? Because some of us haven't learned enough. Some of us, we need to go back in it. We got to try it again. We got to get back in it. We got to get back in the thick of it. You know, I've had clients that they'll come to me on my first session, on their first session with me, and I get a little background, and they say, "Oh yeah, I just moved in an apartment, trying to, you know, separate from my husband, separate from my wife, and you know, and usually what happens if they don't have the strength because they haven't started really working with me at that time yet, they'll go back and they'll get back into it for a few weeks. And then I'll get a call, I get a message, can I get in and see you? But the thing is that we get there and they say, I can't believe I backtracked. I said, well, you didn't have the proper tools to not backtrack, right? The proper tools. You needed the tools and the ability to see your value. You've got to work on this. You have to see what you're losing by staying and what you're gaining by leaving, right? We gain things when we leave, and we have to recognize and realize what that looks like so we make the best decision and we make the best choice for ourselves instead of going blindly or instead of going back down that programming path that we have so many times. Also, remember, you've probably gone back and forth in this relationship so many times you don't even care to tell me how many times, and that's okay. But see, there's a program, there's a cycle. There's a pattern, and patterns are hard to overcome. They're hard to break because it's hard to see another way if you don't have the tools and information to see that other way. And so I really want you to start thinking about this, you know, start thinking about looking at the events of the relationship, understanding the love bombing phase. And you can go back and listen to other podcasts that I've done on love bombing. You can look at also the YouTube videos on Ashley Burgess. Just go to YouTube and put in Ashley Burgess. You can find the channel there. You know, and right now I want you to think about the values. What are those values that you stand for? Okay. And when I return, I'm going to give you a few nuggets of wisdom just to maybe make it easier for you, some things to think about. So you're not so overwhelmed in the situation. You're feeling more solid and better, and you're able to see more clearly. So stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. Well, you know it. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I've been talking about getting you strength to leave the relationship that happens to be toxic. How do we actually get the strength, right? That's one of the most challenging situations. It's one of the most challenging situations because you can even have the facts in front of you, but there's a tendency of I feel stressed, or I feel guilt about leaving, or I feel shame. What about the shame of leaving the relationship or getting divorced? And I feel like, you know, I understand that there's societal thought processes. I know that we put our own stress on us, like, oh, I couldn't get this marriage to work. What's wrong with me? What's wrong with me? And I understand that pain and I understand that suffering. But at the same time, when we think about this, if the relationship is not working out and it's not healthy to be in, the longer we're in it, the more it takes us off target from where we need to go. And I've realized that, yes, when we think about marriage, it doesn't seem like a small thing, right? It seems like a big thing. Like, marriage is a big thing, and if it doesn't work, it feels really overwhelming. I can't believe this didn't happen. But at the same time, a marriage also is supposed to be, it's supposed to be helpful. It's supposed to be a good relationship. It's supposed to be a solid, healthy relationship. And if we're dealing with toxicity or we're dealing with things that are just not working out in the marriage, it's really challenging and it's hard. But at the same time, maybe there's children involved and you say, you know, hey, I got these children involved and I'm worried about that and I'm worried about that concept. What happens with the children? And I think that, you know, when we're honest with the children and we work with the children, I some people are going to be very challenging in a divorce proceeding type situation if that's where you are. However, it's like it's better done now than continue to kick it down the road. And what I mean by that is that if you're already feeling it and there's already anger and resentment and this type of buildup and toxicity, anybody that's around that toxicity is going to feel it. Anyone that has a pulse that's able to even see things or analyze things are going to be able to feel it. And children are very well connected. And when people are happy or they're living their truth, I think that people can pick up on that. And I feel like if you're looking at it and you're saying, hey, I've been listening to this entire podcast, you know, I've been looking at the events of the relationship, I've been seeing the stress, the anxiety, the pain that I've gone through, I'm seeing the truth, I'm realizing that the good times, for the most part, outside the love bombing, were kind of crumbs to some degree. I'm also realizing that I don't want to get to the point where I really just dislike this person. I still care about this person, but I just don't want to be married to this person or be living with this person or be in this deep of a relationship. Because I think sometimes we can wait too long to make changes, and that can cause problems too, right? Because there can be hatred, there can be anger. And I really think I think hatred, though, is a part of love to some degree. I don't think you can really hate somebody without, like, having some really deep feelings. And I don't really understand hatred very much, and we'll have to do a podcast on that at some point in time. But, you know, looking at the things that have happened, looking at your needs, looking at where you want to be at in life, looking at your values. What are your values? You know, I mean, like, what are your values? What do you stand for? Is this relationship allowing you to bask in the glory of those values? Is your relationship allowing you to see that reality? Very good question. Very good question. I'd like you to ask that because I think that can be very helpful right now. Because some of you might say, you know what, I'm actually looking at it and, you know, there's a lot of good things coming from it. And maybe, you know, maybe I need to relook at this. Some of you may be saying, hey, you know what, I haven't been able to be true to my values this entire time. I've actually lost a lot of my identity. I've got to start sorting this stuff out and creating boundaries. And I need to do this to basically get that purpose of identity. And if that's the case, we need to really find that. And you don't have to leave the relationship to begin to find that. You can actually start working on setting boundaries and understanding your values now in the relationship at this time. You can start doing that right now. You don't have to leave anything. You just have to realize that that's the focus point. You have to realize that's the focus point, and that's what we're doing here. And if you begin to see that, you can work on this in the middle of being in a relationship. You do not have to wait. You do not have to wait, you know, to work on this. You can do this in the marriage. You can do this in the relationship. So I want you to really think about that. So there's no time like the present. Let's begin to work on this and figure out what it is that we want to do, what we stand for, and what we need in our life, and start working toward it. And maybe you can work toward it in the relationship. If it's too far past that, let's begin to work on the mindset so we can really focus on our value, focus on ourselves, and do what's needed and necessary and the right thing for us. If you haven't already, check out the YouTube channel or go online to my website at ashleyburgess.com, B-E-R-G-E-S, and live your true life perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in 3 shakes.
It is something different to experience with friends, family, or coworkers. How about the world of whiskey? Jeff Borker here from the Classic Dram. And we know whiskey can be a bit intimidating at first, but with the right guidance, it's a blast to explore. Let us put together an expert-certified whiskey event for your group, and we don't even have to be in the same room to do it. Regardless of your whiskey experience, we can organize and lead your group through a virtual whiskey tasting right in our very own Zoom online speakeasy. Now, these events are great for birthdays, anniversaries, or corporate get-togethers, or just celebrating time with friends. Now, a number of packages are available, and we can customize the experience just for you. Visit us today at theclassicdram.com, or shoot us an email at info@theclassicdram.com. Let 2022 mark the start of your personal whiskey journey, and remember, come for the spirits and stay for the experience. Cheers, all.